Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kelly Norris, and he is the horticulture manager for the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden. Good morning to you, Kelly.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good, and I know lots of people in the area will be happy to hear your voice because you grew up in Southwest Iowa, and you've been to our garden seminar a number of times. So I say, I know people are going, Kelly, it's good to hear from you.
But well, nice to be back.
Yes. And, of course, you have really exciting news about the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden. You have some a ceremonial grand opening. Let's talk about that.
Well, absolutely. As folks probably know, what the facility that used to be known as the Des Moines Botanical Center has undergone quite a transformation in the last 2 years or so. Our nonprofit, the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden, assumed operatorship of this facility on January 1st of last year, and with that, took on the responsibility to really transform the property through the course of a now two-phase capital campaign totaling just over $18 million, took on that responsibility to really transform and create, in this case, 7 acres of gardens that we're going to celebrate the milestone of on October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
All right. And there are lots of ceremony types of things, press releases, et cetera. But the public does get to get in on this. When can the public come and see the new gardens?
That's absolutely right. On October 2nd and 3rd, we are giving the public a chance to come through and kind of preview the work that we've substantially completed to this point. We will not be 100% completely done by October 2nd and 3rd. We still have some more planting to do. We've got about 100,000 bulbs to plant here in the month of October. So, but we just are so excited about this, and we just really couldn't sit on it all winter without telling people about it and giving them a chance to see what's going on. So on October 2nd, folks are going to have a chance to come in and preview the gardens from 11 to 3, and on October 3rd from 10 to 4. We will have docents posted throughout the new gardens, and people will be able to sort of wander around and kind of investigate and experience that for themselves. So we're just really excited to be able to open up and kind of give the public a snapshot of what we've been up to.
And then, of course, next spring is when it, I guess I'm going to say, officially stays open all the time. So this
That's
is
right.
a real treat to get to see this weekend.
That's right. I mean, it's, you know, we're getting into October here, and you know, the nights are starting to get a little cooler, so you know, folks know that the gardening season is fast coming to an end, but we wanted to get people excited ahead of next spring when, of course, we'd open the gardens for general visitation.
Now, 7 acres. You mentioned you're going to be planting lots of bulbs. What are some of the other kind of features or highlights in the 7 acres of garden?
Well, we have almost 10 unique garden experiences from a really dynamic, modern parking lot design that sort of marries the fascination many garden designers have had lately with prairie-style plantings that are very perennially and grass-forward. Our landscape architect, Doug Hare from Chicago, has really brought in you know, a lot of really great reminders of water into our site. Of course, we're right here in downtown along the river, so our nearest neighbor is the river, and so one of the coolest gardens that, and actually the first gardens that people get to experience when they exit the building and into the garden, is actually our half-acre water garden at almost 705,000 gallons. It was just filled last week, and there's a unique little water feature kind of hidden along the wall that creates this tremendous sound that people get to kind of hear water rushing against them as they come out onto the boardwalk that then leads you to kind of the interior of the property through kind of a formal passageway, the alley, and our Belvedere, which is this giant stone deck that overlooks the city and the river. And then kind of the living room of the botanical garden is this trifecta of gardens that have a lot of plant diversity, that have a lot of exciting things in them, rare and unusual trees and shrubs. We have the conifer and gravel garden, the celebration garden, and then the hillside garden, which also has a pretty impressive water feature.
I could be wrong about this, Kelly, but when I think about coming in the past to the center, it seemed like it was sort of surrounded, and you know, went into the building and so on. Now it sounds like we're going to have this bigger vista, and it's going to be more open.
And I, you, You're exactly right. I mean, I think one of the things, you know, this facility has been around for 36 years, and the architecture of the conservatory is certainly iconic. You know, we've also done a lot of work inside to try and refresh and update the artfulness of those plantings, and really trying to cultivate a garden environment inside the conservatory, tropical garden, that is. But, you know, outdoors has always, the previous gardens were kind of minimalist to the building. I mean, the conservatory was really the focus of the first 36 years of that era, and so you know, this is definitely a new kind of experience. It's a complete, I mean, the word that people keep using this week as we take media and donors through the property is what a transformation, what a significant evolution of this site. And so we hope people will certainly see that when they come to preview on October 2nd and 3rd.
So Kelly, you're smiling along with many other people that have helped with this project, but let's talk a little more about what your particular job as horticulture manager. What's been your involvement with this expansion?
Well, I'm almost coming up on 2 years here in November, celebrating my second anniversary as what I like to call chief plant geek. I pretty much get to touch over the course of my days anything that relates to plants around here. We have a very talented team of horticulturists, three gentlemen who I work with on a daily basis to come up with progressive ideas, to come up with exciting plant-forward designs and exhibits, whether that's going to be inside or outside here very soon next year. So my job in so many ways is a dream job, for a dream I didn't know I had until I really came to see what was possible here.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kelly, a lot of us know that you are an iris expert, and we always, when we want to know something about irises, we called on you.
Yep.
You have to tell me there are some irises there in
well,
the new garden.
Well, you might guess that there are a few. One of the interesting features of our alley is our boulevard of trees that kind of is one of the parallel conduit of the site is, in fact, an understory planting there of about 3,400 irises, bearded and beardless both. We have quite a diversity of irises that will be in that experience for people, not only just in the spring, but also things that they would enjoy, you know, later in the summer, like blackberry lilies and candy lilies, which are, of course, now irises correctly again. So, you know, there will be other irises, of course, highlighted in specific gardens and things, but the alley is going to have a very iris focus, at least in May and early June.
Will be breathtaking, I'm sure, and so I'm already thinking, oh, I got to be sure to go then. But, of course, anytime you come to the botanical garden, there's something exciting to see. But, you know, in spring, all of us go, oh, it's so fun to be outdoors. Now, one of the things I like about your website is that if you're thinking, okay, what am I going to be able to see now? There is a spot there on your website that says, this is what's blooming now, this is what's featured now. I think that's great.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Our What's in Bloom section is a project that our curatorial horticulturist keeps updated, and certainly next spring is going to be really kind of something that could change really every day. I mean, there's in the course of the 7 acre gardens will be well over 700 taxa, 700 individual, you know, varieties and different kinds of plants out there, and you know, for us, we really just see that as the beginning. There's still 7 acres of this property yet to develop and to evolve into gardens, and we hope as fundraising and interest and support of the community and the region continues that we'll be able to add to our collections and bring in new gardens and continue to keep the experience exciting and dynamic for people every time they visit.
Now, Kelly, you mentioned when the gardens will be open here on this special preview this weekend on the 2nd and the 3rd, but ordinarily, what are the times of the garden being open?
We are open daily from 10 to 5 and closed on major holidays.
Okay. Yeah, don't plan to come there for Christmas, on Christmas Day.
That's right.
To celebrate Christmas, but not on Christmas Day.
That's right.
Of those other holidays. So, and of course, you can pay as you come in, or you can become a member, and all of that's on the website. It's a great kind of all-inclusive website if you want to know more about it.
Yeah. And bmbotanicalgarden.com.
Okay. And I'm guessing there are going to be some photographs taken of the garden. Maybe some of those will be on the website after this weekend.
That is certainly true. And also, folks can follow us on Facebook. We really are trying to keep our albums up to date and make sure that people who maybe can't make the trek to Des Moines on October 2nd and 3rd can certainly take a peek and get excited about making and planning a visit for next season.
Okay, if people come on the 2nd and 3rd, will they need to pay the regular admission fee?
We are offering free admission on October 3rd, on that Friday. 3rd. So that's an extra incentive to make sure people get here to take a peek. So.
October 3rd from 10 to 4. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. So if you if you've never been there, you're in for a really big treat. But if you've been there, you're going to see all this new stuff. So,
that's
Kelly,
right.
It's a great invitation to come to Des Moines to see the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden. And I think there's some special instructions about how you get to the garden now.
Well, that's right, because, you know, really one of the key physical property changes that had to take place in the last year and a half was Robert D. Ray Drive that used to run kind of parallel to the river through our property. We actually closed north of our parking lot now, so because that's where the gardens go. That's how we were able to make sort of one contiguous tract of 14 acres. So the only way to enter the garden now is indeed from the south off of Grand Avenue, and there are directions and a map on our website.
All right, very good. Well, we want to thank you very much, Kelly Norris, for taking time to visit with us. I know you have a thousand things on your list, but it's just been great to visit with you, and we thank you very much.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, LaVonne.
Okay, Kelly. Till next time, here's a thought. The glory of gardening, hands in the dirt, head in the sun, heart with nature, to nurture garden is to feed not just the body, but the soul.